Όδο λέτσι βάτσι ο λαγκουιδε καρέτζε. Αλλάχου Ακμπάρ, Αλλάχου Ακμπάρ. Αλλάχου Ακμπάρ, Αλλάχου Ακμπάρ. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم. How you guys doing? I'm here with formerly Juice Abdul Nur, right?
Abdul Nur.
So you're originally from? Are you from Spain?
Yes, I'm from Mallorca, Iceland.
Mallorca, Iceland?
In Spain.
That's in Spain?
In Spain, yes.
How far? We're in Valencia.
Balearic Islands.
So you used to be a opera singer?
Yes.
Yes.
Some years before, yes.
Some years before?
Yes.
Yeah? and then how did you, or why did you accept Islam? How did you come
because,
to the point?
Yeah. Because I ever searched by any ways from, I think, from 16, 18 years,
yeah,
in any kind of philosophies or activities, spirituality, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry, but my English is not very good. And finally, at 40 years, I find a man speaking about spiritualities and metaphysics and some things, no? But he always talk with very very deep sentences, very subhanallah, very clear sentences, and I ever ask it, subhanallah, what's the book he reads,
yeah,
no? Because I read a lot of books in spirituality and metaphysics.
You want to see what's his source, what he's quoting from?
Pardon? No.
You want to see, you're asking what book is, because he's reciting some book?
Yes, yes. I asked me where he read this.
Oh,
no?
I see. Okay.
Because his character, his words, and all, there are something deep there, no? Something deep inside.
Yes.
No? And he never taught me. He was Muslim, no?
So
he never speaks about Islam. Uh-huh. Never about a year or something. No? And I asked after a year to speaking about metaphysics or something, I asked him where do you read these things, no? Because I am very and he says no, I take this from Quran, just from the Quran.
Oh, so now he's telling you this what he's talking about, this is from the Quran.
Yes.
Yeah.
I asked where you read this, all these things, yeah, you speak with me, no?
And that this book was the Quran.
Yes.
So what happened next?
And the next, I have a crack in my mind, no? Because my concept of Islam, it's just Tuaregs on the desert.
Arab in the desert.
My idea of Islam, they're not nothing of religions.
Yeah.
There are sects in
Arabia somewhere.
In the desert. No?
Yeah.
But he says, no, Quran is the last message, no?
Uh-huh.
Like the New Testament. The last testament.
You had the old, new, this, the last, the final testament,
yeah,
sent to man,
yeah,
all,
yeah,
of mankind, the Quran, the verbatim,
yeah, yeah,
we
yeah,
say
yeah,
the verbatim word of God Almighty, Allah, Dios.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And I returned at home, I spoken with my wife, and he says, look this, no? And this Abdullah is the name of this brother. It says this of Islam, no? And we too are speaking about this, and just a week
later
we embrace Islam.
You and who? Who's we? You and your
together,
wife?
Together.
You and your wife?
Yeah.
You both, so you're his wife, both of you, after meeting Abdullah, right?
Yes.
After meeting this Muslim and him reciting some book to you, reciting, and you hearing these words from it, now you ask them, which book is this? It's the Quran. So now you start to look into it, talk to your wife, and now you both accept Islam.
Yeah, because it was very crazy, very, very crack of... I don't know how it happens, no?
Yeah.
But it makes this.
What was from what you remember? How long has it been now since you became Muslim?
20 years ago.
20 years ago. And so, how long were you opera singer? How long were you doing the opera singing?
I sang practically all life in folk song, and after in a chore.
Yeah.
In a chore of Baroque.
Can we hear something from you? You have something just so people can see, like your how just something just very short, and then
yes.
Go ahead.
Well, a little bit,
yeah. How about, I heard now? Can you do the adhan now?
Pardon?
Can you do the adhan now?
Yes.
I heard you call the
adhan. Hobby I have with the music.
Yeah.
I just educated this, no?
And yeah.
Now I don't want to sing all.
Yeah.
Because Islam teaches not all is valid. Valid?
Yes.
Valid?
Valid, yeah.
Valid. Not all is valid.
Yeah.
No? And the sensation that when I sing Adhan, for example, or some Anashit, for example, all is good inside. No?
It's all good, yeah.
Yeah. This is very
calming
for me,
yeah.
No?
Can we hear your adhan?
Al-adhan?
The adhan, yes.
Yeah. Make it with harmonies of Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Mediterranean harmony.
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله
Mashallah, this is beautiful for the not yet Muslims, for people who don't know
just
what he's doing.
This
is the call to prayer. So he was saying, God is greater. God is the greatest. There's nothing worthy of worship except the Creator, God Almighty Allah. There's nothing worthy of worship except the Creator, God Almighty Allah. And Muhammad is the messenger. Come to prayer, come to prayer, come to success, come to success. I mean, this is such a beautiful, not only the melody of itself, but then the words, the meaning is even much more powerful. This is so deep. I mean, in closing, tell us now, so what, from there, 1 week later, did you say, you accepted Islam? Afterward, you and your wife.
Yes.
How is it, I mean, many people, they come in Islam, and it's a struggle. I mean, how has it been for you, with your family, with your friends, after you accepted Islam, and how did you get through these struggles?
Well, ever when you make a change like this in a Catholic territory, no, in place, is not ever very
easy.
Very easy, you know. Not so because the people hate you or something, no.
Yeah.
But to crash the ideas of the.
The norm,
the community, no, is ever
challenging.
Un reto.
Mm-hmm.
Un reto. I don't know the name in English. No,
it's okay. Yeah,
but okay. And of course, ever have people. It says, well. Okay. You're Muslim. Okay, but do you pray? Mm-hmm. I said, of course.
Yes.
If I change to Islam, it's for something.
Yeah.
No? Somebody it cleans your mind or something, no? And I say no. I am the same person. But I found the thing I searched.
Yeah.
It's all right. Nothing more.
Yeah. I like to answer, say, yeah, I pray, but I don't pray. I pray the way Jesus prayed, right? He fell on his face and prayed. I just adjusted my prayer to pray directly to God. I don't pray to anyone in creation, but to the Creator. That's the natural way. I mean, this is what the people, when they hear about this, the pure monotheism of Islam, we say Tawheed, people connect with this, right?
It's a simple idea, but so simple that it's very strange.
Wow, and powerful.
Because it's simple. No?
Yeah, it's that simple, but yet so powerful.
We imagine that if you want something really, really hard, you must like Indiana Jones, no? To pass a lot of tests.
Indiana Jones.
If you want to find the book, no,
yes.
the God's book, you must to search it, and you must to tigers and you can't understand that it's very simple like this.
Yes.
To recognize the voice of Allah, you know? just to recognize this.
To recognize the what? The signs of Allah?
Through the Quran.
Through the Quran. And final, what helped you to get through? Finally, how now you stuck in there? You didn't give up. What helped you to get through these struggles?
Uy. This is a level of English that I don't understand. I'm sorry.
No worries. What advice do you have for people, other Spanish people, who they are out there, but they're, again, their vision of Islam is clouded by much of the misrepresentation of Islam, by much of the propaganda that's out there. What advice do you have for people? They like what we have to say, you know, the worship of the Creator, the one God alone, not his creation, you know, being an upright human being, doing good deeds, living a good, wholesome life. But now there's a lot of these misconceptions. Oh, Muslims are terrorists, this, that, and the other, all this nonsense. What advice do you have from them?
I just say to all the people who asks me, I just searched and I found. And
searched and
more.
I found.
And nothing more. Because the only problem, I think, of the people is to cut with the past and to catch the new idea.
Mm-hmm. You
know? To crash with your community, because from this moment
yes.
You are different
from this moment. Yeah.
Yes.
And we're going to make it even easier now in Spanish. What advice do you have for those people considering or looking for purpose of life, and now they can benefit from some of your words? All right, of the gems that you have to say, what you went through. But now we'll make it easy for you. Well, you can tell them in Spanish.
Sorry. I don't understand.
In Spanish?
Yes.
Go ahead and give the message to the Spanish people.
To the Spanish people?
Yes, in Spanish. Of Islam.
El hecho de hacer un cambio en tu universo espiritual, en tu concepción de la espiritualidad, es una cosa que solo lo puedes sentir. No te lo pueden comunicar, porque solo el corazón pide ese cambio. Si no es así, siempre seguiremos con los mismos esquemas. Pienso que cuando una persona busca la verdad, busca el libro de instrucciones, da igual cómo se llama. Da igual que se llame José, Corán, Ching, Chang, da lo mismo. Lo importante es que tú reconoces en eso la verdad que buscas. Y eso es lo que integras, y esto es lo que te hace completo y feliz.
Thank you so much. It was an honor meeting you. I really appreciate you sharing that with us. And I hope you guys enjoyed this short little segment. We're in Spain, Valencia. And for a person who's really intelligent, and they see that everything has an expiration date, the milk in your fridge, the foods in the cupboards, your ID card, you got to renew, but you cannot renew life. When it's over, it's done. So an intelligent person thinks, ponders, and knows that death is coming, and we better get serious. We want to know why we're here, where we're going. And you can see another person who found purpose, found the purpose of life, read the Quran, look into it. Don't be blinded what other people say. Come to the source. Come to the Muslims. Connect. And hopefully you also will learn, grow, and develop something that brings peace and contentment, happiness into one's life, and gives you the tools for life. And we hope to see you again here next time on the Deen Show, and continue to tune in. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you.